From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
Again, 721, 30 degrees. It's Wildcat News. Special day today. We have a band and choir in studio. And just for the record, could you please state your name and your position with the schools?
Yeah, so my name is Jared Knapp, and I teach the 7th and 8th grade band here in Humboldt.
Jared, you've been here before. You're a Humboldt boy, right?
Yep, that's correct.
All right. And you were gone for a little bit, and then you said, hey, you know what? I love Humboldt. I'm coming back.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, I had to go, you know, get my degree. You know, I can't just come back right away. You know, so I had to make sure I went somewhere else, made my mistakes there, and then came back here so I could do it right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So kind of a learning curve.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Where'd you go to school?
I attended Wartburg College over in Waverly.
Sure.
So, you know, 2 hours on Highway 3. So I didn't go very far, but.
Great program there,
yeah.
For your line of work.
Yeah, yeah. And if you like football, too.
Certainly.
Yeah, great football team.
Well, what are we talking about this morning during Wildcat News?
So we've got a string of our Christmas slash holiday concerts coming up. And actually, the most recent one is the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade band concert that is tomorrow. So I'm here to represent the 7th and 8th graders today. So I'm going to talk about them a little bit, but then we actually have one of my students here with us today who's going to talk a little bit about the sixth graders who are also performing alongside us.
So why don't you just kind of go around the room and give us an introduction as to who's here?
Yeah. So, right. The first person you'll hear from is Madison Wedemeyer. She's an, what did you say? Wedemeyer. Did I say that right? Wedemeyer.
She'll correct us when she's
on. Yeah, she'll get it. She'll get it right for me. She's a seventh grader trumpet player, fantastic student. She's the, I picked the most highly qualified to be here this morning, but all my students are highly qualified, right?
Yes, yeah, yes, they are.
Yes. Then I also have Miss Lucy Goodnow. She is one of my eighth grade percussionists, and she's a rock star. She helps keep me in line, so that's why she's here this morning, to make sure that I do exactly what I need to do. And then we have the fantastic, the wonderful, the lovely Mrs. Lucinda Boyd, who was my music teacher when I was here.
You're kidding.
Nope, not kidding.
Hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
Full circle.
I know. It's crazy.
It is crazy. Well, that's wonderful. Glad that you're back to Humboldt.
Yes, thank you.
And it sounds like you're busy with practices and getting ready for these different concerts.
So. Yeah, yeah. We're coming back after Thanksgiving break, and we're just full head of steam into these concerts. So,
very good. Well, let's switch microphones and headphones. Do you go by Maddie? Can we? No? Yeah? Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right. So, for the record, I played trumpet.
Really?
Yes. I don't play anymore, but I did play trumpet through high school and a little bit after. Are you first, second chair, third chair, or do you guys, you still do that, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm second chair.
I had like a nemesis. His name is Joe. He and I went back and forth. We'd always like challenge each other, and I think our band director, Jeff Carver, anyway, he's from Storm Lake, but he taught us up in Minnesota. But yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
It's a nice note. Trumpet players rule.
Yeah, they do. I actually got my trumpet from my uncle. He played trumpet. So
nice. What kind is it?
Oh, I have no idea.
No, it's not like a Bach Stradivarius or anything.
No.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with the, names anymore because they've just improved and production is just so different, but, the same. What are we talking about this morning?
We're talking about the sixth grade band. First of all, my name is Madison, and my last name is pronounced Wedemeyer.
Wedemeyer?
Yes. Yeah, I'm in seventh grade band, and I'll be talking about the sixth grade. And they are amazing students. They're always working hard and everything. And their concert will be at 7 p.m. in the auditorium, and they'll be playing holiday pieces with some amazing titles. Like Ferocious and Alien Invasion, which, first of all, they sound pretty good. So, There's tickets at the door, and it's $3 for students and $5 for adults. So.
Okay. Excellent. Well done. If I remember correctly, those are some pretty challenging tunes, some pieces. Yeah.
Definitely.
You're familiar with them?
No, but I've listened to a couple of the kids playing, you know. And,
wonderful. Who's next? Are you finished? I don't want to cut you off.
Yeah, I'm finished.
Okay.
You know? I thought it was fun coming out here. A bit nervous, but.
And that's perfectly okay. You know, this is totally not natural. It's all good. But you know what? You did fantastic. And I thank you very kindly for coming in this morning. It's very early. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Well, happy holidays to you.
You too. And hi, Dad.
Who's up next?
I'm back. Sorry, you couldn't get rid of me.
We like talking to you.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here to kind of switch hats a little bit. So she just talked about the sixth grade concert.
Yep.
You know, seventh and eighth grade's also in on that. They're doing a really nice job. You know, you alluded to the hard pieces. I always like to challenge them. You know, we have marching band come in like at the beginning of the year, and that kind of takes up a lot of our time. And it's like we have 14 rehearsals this year to turn around and do a Christmas concert. And, you know, it could be the easy way of me just giving them something really easy, something cheesy, Christmassy. But no, I challenged them and they really stepped up to the plate. So this is a show I don't think you're going to want to miss. If you want to come out and support your middle school students, because if you want a good high school program, you got to have a stronger middle school program. So come show them some love. They've done a really nice job, worked really hard. So I think that's something to look forward to. Now,
yes,
I'm going to change my hats one more time, and I got to talk about the high school. Okay, I'm here to represent the high school today. And they have a concert coming up on, I believe it is Monday.
I'm going to say, is it December 9th? I think somebody just wrote it down on a note right in front of you, but we're good.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, not that one.
Not that one.
It's a birthday.
Yeah, December 9th. And it features the high school band and the high school choir, and they've done a really nice job. They have a really nice program for you. I know that the choir, a lot of their music is not only new, but also really old. I mean, we're talking music that was written 400 years ago.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite something special. And then the high school band, I know, is playing some classic Christmas songs, as well as some, I believe they're playing a song that's called Christmas at the Movies.
Christmas at the Movies.
Yeah.
Sounds like an interesting piece.
Yeah. I think it's all Christmas music that's famous for being in Christmas movies. So I've heard from a lot of the students that's quite a bit of fun. So.
Very intriguing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So go check them out. I think their ticket prices are the same as we said before, 3 for students, 5 for adults. And that's on December 9th. All right. I'm going to turn it over now to, do I need to give her the big long title again? No.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, yes. Here we go. The fantastic, the wonderful, the lovely Mrs. Lucinda Boyd.
Wow, what an introduction that was.
Isn't it crazy? Good to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
Welcome. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to you.
Great Thanksgiving.
Lots of practice going on, and I'm anxious to hear the information you're going to share.
Absolutely.
Students are working hard.
They are working very, very hard. We're starting to put some rehearsals together, and we have a brand new gym at Taft Elementary, and we're going to put all of the second graders in that gym and run our very, very first combined rehearsal. So we're super excited about having that space.
Oh, boy.
Second graders are going to share with you a little musical story entitled Flakes. So get ready to shiver and shake, because they're going to take the stage as a bunch of snowflakes. And they're going to introduce some new characters, snurts.
Snurts.
It's when you take a little snow and you add a little dirt. And what do you have? You've got snurts. It is super cute. There's a cool bunch of jazzy pieces of music, and we like to introduce a lot of different musical styles in our shows, so the kids are really experiencing those different styles, and it's super fun. That's on Tuesday, so this Tuesday coming up, and we're starting our shows at 6:30.
Okay.
So it's a little bit earlier than some of the other shows.
Mm-hmm.
And free admission. We will show a dress rehearsal at 2:15 that same day. So if anybody works second shift or isn't available in the evening, they can come up and watch it at 12:15. And we are super excited.
You work very hard at accommodating the public, too. Congratulations. I think that's great. Looking forward to the performances.
We have an honorary student that's coming to talk about, I believe, the fifth grade concert that will finish up our concert series this year.
Good morning. How are you? Can you state your name and position for the record, please?
Oh, I'm Lucy Goodnow, and I'm an eighth grade percussionist. So I get to represent the fifth graders, and just starting off, they're kind of annoying, but I really like talking to them. They're all really fun to be around. You know, it's like their first year at school, so it's like good to meet them, good to start knowing them. So this year, fifth grade is going to have a concert next Monday, January 9th at 7 p.m. in the high school auditorium. So this is like their first concert ever, so it's like kind of a big thing. And they're going to play some songs separately to feature the different instruments. And there's like a lot, so I'm not going to read those all to you. So it's really impressive hearing them, because starting off, they did not sound great because they like just started touching instruments, but they're really improving, and it's really cool to hear them now and what they play.
Do you play an instrument?
I do. I play percussion, so I actually play a lot of instruments.
Yep. Yeah. Trap set. Which one of the percussion instruments do you love?
Oh, well, there's a lot, but I think my favorite is probably the marimba, which is just a big xylophone.
And then will you be featured playing the marimba?
Oh, no, not in this upcoming 7th, 8th grade concert, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you kindly. You did a fantastic job. Anybody want to wrap it up? Come on up, Maddie. She has one more thing to say. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good job.
I thought everybody did an excellent job, you know, representing and everything. And I really want to put it out there that all the parents out there that support their kids and push their kids to do their fullest are amazing parents, and they need to keep doing what they're doing. They're amazing for the community. All the teachers, all the people out there are doing an amazing job pushing the kids to do what they need to do to be amazing people when they're older. So,
how old are you, Maddie?
12 and a half, almost 13.
That message coming from a 13-year-old. Thank you. That is very nice of you to say.
You're welcome. And I hope everybody out there that needed that got that. So,
happy holidays to everybody. Thank you for being on Wildcat News this morning.
You're welcome. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Classic Hits, 97.7 The Bolt. It's 736, 30 degrees.
This has been the Northwest Bank Wildcat News on KHBT. Join us each Wednesday at this time for more Wildcat News.